she calls you to go. There is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you you stay? I'm up off my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. You can't give me what I need. When she begs you not to go, there is one.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More calls for President Biden to step aside in the 2024 presidential race. One senator, Vermont's Peter Welch, has now come forward saying he thinks Biden should pull out.
On the other side of the Capitol, Earl Blumenauer of Oregon, now the ninth House Democrat, urging Biden to drop out. Even Nancy Pelosi, the powerful former Speaker of the House, is sending a strong signal that Democrats are still very much divided. Pelosi going public, saying she'll support whatever decision the president makes.
ABC Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce in Washington. A new ABC News Washington Post Ipsos poll finds 85% of Americans say they see President Biden as too old for a second term. Actor Alec Baldwin appearing on the verge of tears as his involuntary manslaughter trial gets underway in New Mexico. He's accused of violating firearm safety standards on set. His lawyers argue that a live round should never have made its way into the gun used. More than a million people in Texas still have no power thanks to Hurricane Beryl. This is ABC News. More testimony today in the trial of Alec Baldwin facing involuntary manslaughter charges after the shooting on the set of his movie Rust. ABC's Mola Lingi is covering it in New Mexico.
Alec Baldwin appearing on the verge of tears in the Santa Fe courtroom where his criminal trial kicked off Wednesday. His wife, Ilaria, seen comforting Baldwin, his siblings behind him, and at times, visibly emotional. Prosecutors and Baldwin's defense attorneys carefully laying out their cases as to whether Baldwin should be held responsible for the 2021 fatal shooting on the set of Rust, after a prop gun Baldwin was rehearsing with fired a live round, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
The IRS now says it's collected $1 billion in back taxes from high-income Americans. And free money in Vegas. With the Mirage Casino shutting down, it needs to give away some cash. Nevada law requires that progressive jackpots be paid out before a casino closes, so the Mirage now holding on to daily drawings. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. paid for by FMCSA.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunder shower this afternoon. Our high right around 82. Tonight it'll be clear, 63. Tomorrow sunshine, 84. The weekend, we're going to crank it up with some sunshine and highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Summertime is barbecue season. Kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol Tuesday, former Department of Corrections employees and family members of the incarcerated urged lawmakers to address issues in Wisconsin's prisons. The department is under increased scrutiny following deadly incidents at Lincoln Hills Youth Prison and Waupun Correctional Institute. Judge rejects the latest attempt to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dane County Circuit Judge Stephen Elke on Tuesday said organizers of the recall collected signatures within the 63rd Assembly District, which Voss no longer represents. It's the second time recall organizers have failed to obtain the needed signatures. And public health officials are reminding you to steer clear of floodwaters. Public Health Madison Dane County says there's a danger of infection and illness if you make contact with floodwaters because you have no idea what's in that water. The danger increases if you have open wounds or if you eat something that was contaminated.
Get ready to reach new heights when EAA Air Venture Oshkosh returns July 22nd through the 28th. Witness breathtaking aerobatic air shows each day. Explore family-friendly activities and discover thousands of aircraft. And don't miss the night air shows on Wednesday and Saturday night. Back this year are the Canadian Forces Snowbirds to take to the skies. Experience the thrill of flight and make memories that last a lifetime at EAA Air Venture Oshkosh. Thanks to Boeing, youth ages 18 and under are free. Get your tickets at eaa.org/tickets.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Anabas Silo, your Coyote tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. And Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. One person was injured in a two-vehicle accident in Gilman Township Monday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 67-year-old Daniel Hager of Ellsworth was traveling eastbound on Highway 29 when he was struck by an eastbound vehicle driven by 37-year-old Jessica Knutson of Spring Valley. Knutson had four juvenile passengers in her vehicle, and a 7-year-old was taken to Western Wisconsin Health in Baldwin. The man wanted in a Memorial Day weekend theft of a UTV from the Ridgeland tractor pull has been arrested. The Dunn County Sheriff's Department had issued felony arrest warrants for Alex Scherer in connection with the theft. On Monday, with the assistance of the Barron County Sheriff's Department, Scherer was arrested and the UTV recovered after authorities had received a tip on Scherer's whereabouts through the Dunn County Crime Stoppers program. The heat is being blamed for a road buckle on I-94 in Eau Claire County. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation yesterday closed the right lane near Foster exit before 7 p.m. last night. Crews said the heat baked the road and then caused the buckle. No one's saying just how long the lane will be closed or when crews will be able to get to that stretch of the interstate. Investigators say the suspect in last week's double murder in Abbotsford stabbed his two daughters nearly 20 times each. Prosecutors have filed formal charges against Victor Manuel Gomez Acosta. He's accused of stabbing his two daughters to death, then stabbing his wife and stabbing himself in the early morning hours of July 5th. No one is saying what led up to the stabbing spree. Gomez Acosta originally told the sheriff's department that some crazy guys stabbed everyone. If convicted, he will spend the rest of his life in prison. Southern Minnesotans only have a few more days until they will be required to use 10 digits when making phone calls. Consolidated Communications says all customers in the 507 area code must begin dialing all 10 digits starting July 30th. Calls using only 7 digits will not be connected after that date. The change is necessary because numbers using the 924 area code will be assigned in that area beginning August 30th. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home. Our family serving your family for years to come.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
A new Wisconsin AARP survey results show former President Trump ahead of President Joe Biden for the 2024 election by 6 points. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. came in with 9%. The survey asks voters who they're most likely to vote for in the Senate and presidential races. Results show Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin leading against Republican Erica Hovde by 5 points. Wisconsin's election managers are talking about ballot drop boxes today. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is meeting to plan out the guidance it will provide to the state's election clerks about ballot drop boxes. The Wisconsin Supreme Court reinstated drop boxes in a ruling last week. Now the Elections Commission needs to set the rules. Ballot drop boxes were last used in 2022, and Election Commission managers say things have changed since then. The commission says it will not be able to reuse its rules from 2 years ago. Almost all of Wisconsin's public water systems met all quality standards last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says 99% of systems were up to code in the 2023 annual drinking water report. Funding from the federal bipartisan infrastructure law gave Wisconsin water systems $155 million last year, and $10 million additional dollars in funding were given by the state to go toward ensuring healthy drinking water. Advocates and the families of people in Wisconsin's prison are begging lawmakers for accountability and outside oversight. Lawmakers listened to hours of testimony this week as part of their effort to get answers about the problems inside Wisconsin's prisons. One group of advocates suggested a Minnesota-style ombudsman program that can both hold guards and wardens accountable and be a place for inmates and their families to go to with complaints. Prison officials say the problems continue to lie with a year-long staffing shortage. Republican State Representative Janelle Branston said the problem lies with Governor Evers and his lack of oversight and management inside his own administration. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekin.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon. Our high right around 82. Tonight it'll be clear, 63. Tomorrow sunshine, 84. The weekend, we're going to crank it up with some sunshine and highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Summertime is barbecue season. Kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Rookie Tobias Myers tossed 8 shutout innings, and the Brewers blanked the Pirates 9-0 Wednesday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports.
I think just executing the fastball and the slider, and it's one of those nights, well, probably one of the first ones where I felt like I had pretty much everything going. I didn't throw any curveballs, but four-seam cutter, slider, changeup felt pretty good throughout.
Myers allowed just 4 hits, struck out 6, improving to 6-3, and showed great command.
You know, in today's game, that word command is not used nearly as much. It used to be a staple in the game in terms of, like, you have to pitch with command. With the stuff getting so great, in the zone seemingly to be bigger, you get away with it more without having command. But this kid tonight was very, very good.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, Willy Adames, and Rhys Hoskins both clubbed home runs, both with their 14th of the season. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Cubs blanked the Orioles 4-0. Shota Imanaga tossing 6 innings of shutout ball to improve to 8-2. The Cubs have won 5 of their last 6. Corbin Burns took the loss. He dropped to 9-3. Cardinals dropped a pair to the Royals, 6-4 and 8-5. They started the day 4 games behind the Brewers. Now they are 5.5 back. Colorado beat Cincinnati 6-5. More bad luck for Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in what was supposed to be his final rehab outing at AAA Nashville. Hall took a line drive off his left forearm and was removed from the game. Reports say he avoided a fracture but is dealing with some bruising. Basketball, Team USA knocked off Canada 86-72 in an exhibition as both teams are preparing for the Olympic Games in Paris. Marquette completing its non-conference schedule for the upcoming men's college basketball season. They've added home-and-home dates with Dayton. They'll play on the road on December 14th. Former Badger basketball big man Greg Steemsma is rejoining the Wisconsin basketball program. The Randolph native has been named UW's Director of Player Development. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
The Minnesota Twins had just 6 hits in a 3-1 loss to the Chicago White Sox in the game 1 of their doubleheader yesterday. The Twins gave up a 2-run home run to Luis Robert Jr. in the bottom of the 6th and trailed the rest of the game. Matt Wallner homered in the losing effort. Bailey Ober was charged with his 5th loss after surrendering 3 runs on 4 hits in 6 innings. Meanwhile, the Twins overcame a 2-run deficit and won the second game 3-2 over the White Sox in Game 2. The Twins trailed 2-0 before Brooks Lee and Carlos Correa hit back-to-back home runs to tie the game. Ryan Jeffers had the go-ahead single in the 7th, and Stephen Okert picked up his 3rd win in relief. The Twins have won their last 6 series and are now in second place in the AL Central. They visit San Francisco tomorrow night. Anthony Edwards put his money where his mouth is by leading Team USA in scoring in an 86-72 scrimmage win over Team Canada from Las Vegas. Edwards scored 13 points on 6 of 10 shooting in just 19 minutes off the bench. Edwards added 3 rebounds, an assist, and a steal in the victory. Meanwhile, Nikhil Alexander-Walker had 5 points off the bench for Canada. The Dayton men's basketball team will play against a unique opponent over the next 2 seasons. The university announced yesterday that Marquette has agreed to a home-and-home series. The first game takes place at the UD Arena on Saturday, December 14th. Both sides will clash then at the Pfizer Forum next season. The Flyers and Golden Eagles last played each other in 2003.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. We're moving into July, and the crappie bite is getting tough. These fish are pelagic. I'll tell you what that means and why it makes for some tough fishing, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
They call crappies pelagic. That means they suspend out in open water. That means they're hard to find and hard to target once they move out into the depths and just sit out there in schools. You can find them. I have crisscrossed lakes before searching for suspended fish. Sometimes I find suspended walleyes. Sometimes I find suspended crappies. Sometimes I find that lone suspended muskellunge or northern pike. You can find these fish. You've got to have a good sonar. With the forward-facing sonars now, it makes it a lot easier. And that's why people are attacking these crappies out in that open water, because they have the ability to read their sonars. Whether they're a down-facing sonar, a side-imaging sonar, or a forward-facing sonar, you can find these schools of crappies out in that open water. What I do to find these fish is I go out into the deepest part of the lake. I split screen my sonar. On one side I have my down imaging, and on the other side I have my side imaging, and I just troll until I find a big cloud of fish, and then I go after them. These fish will bite if you send a bait down into them. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The wait is over. Dell Technologies' Black Friday and July deals are live. Check out incredible savings on select laptops and more, like the XPS 15, powered by Intel Core processors. The XPS 15 brings you the perfect balance of power and portability, plus stellar visuals and immersive sound. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on Black Friday and July savings at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon. Our high right around 82. Tonight it'll be clear, 63. Tomorrow sunshine, 84. The weekend, we're going to crank it up with some sunshine and highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Summertime is barbecue season. Kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
Mm-hmm.
world away for a minute. Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack of lies. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
And cowboys and good-hearted women.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
She was standing at the front door when I came home last night. A good book in the left hand and a rolling pin. Yeah.
the country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
On a sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up all that might fly in the city. Good luck, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Full of good old boys, raised up. Try that in a small town. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Round here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out.
DQ presents how to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon. Our high right around 82. Tonight it'll be clear, 63. Tomorrow sunshine, 84. The weekend, we're going to crank it up with some sunshine and highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Summertime is barbecue season. Kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa's BBQshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, this lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning, I know they'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before two. At a moment I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care. I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Front porch steps.
after everything that day had gone all wrong and been trampled on and lost and thrown away. Got to the hallway, well on my way to my loving bed. I almost didn't notice all the roses and the note that said, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window when we're on the phone and you talk real slow. It's late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you left the first date, man. I didn't kiss her and I should have. And when I got home, before I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. Window when we're on the phone and he talks real slow, 'cause it's late and his mama don't know. Our song is the way he left the first date, man. I didn't kiss him and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again, play it again.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron as we chat about the city council meeting from last night. And Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us. Well, we have a new administrator.
Yes. Last night we sort of did the goodbye and the at least the hello. Tracy Carlson is the new city administrator. She actually started her duties on Tuesday, sort of overlapping with our present administrator, Scott Rasmussen, right now. We wanted to get a little bit longer, but at least a week so of overlay and stuff. And she's off, as they say, off and running, learning is everything about the city. She's had spent 13 years as the administrator, clerk, treasurer up in Baldwin, was selected out of a field of 16 candidates that applied. We had a really good group of folks, and really looking forward. We've already talked about a number of things. Some of the things that she worked on up there, which obviously align with a lot of the things that we're looking to do. And again, so we're looking forward to Tracy's tenure here with the city.
I know one of the things I did have a chance to talk with Tracy and without going Administrator Rasmussen, it's not just Durand. It's every small town, even Eau Claire, even La Crosse, Minneapolis, St. Paul, I don't care where, downtowns just seem to be, it's that one thing that just seems to be a nagging issue. Is that going to be something that the council as well is going to try to work with the new administrator on trying to come up with some answers or solutions or new ideas?
Well, in fact, I had a meeting with her yesterday on her first day. We went through a number of things. One of the things at the top of the agenda as far as the future was economic development. And we talked about those things, about the programs that we do have. What can we do to help businesses expand, help businesses, new businesses come in, or whatever it is. Or people that want to come in and buy businesses and maybe expand or however they want. Just all of those types of things. And again, if you actually saw my notes from that meeting, it was the first thing on the list when it came about the future. So we are looking at those. Obviously, the one thing with Baldwin is sort of a growing community, so she's been involved in some of that. So I think that helps. And but obviously, I always sort of, you know, every time you get a new administrator, this is actually my third. We actually technically don't count the first because he was only here a couple weeks in my first term. But it's sort of a reset. What are we doing well? Keep on doing it well. Are there other things that we can try to increase our time and efforts in? And again, that was at the top of the list.
You know, another thing that even both the new administrator and outgoing administrator Rasmussen even kind of talked about is that affordable housing. It's kind of hard to have economic development if there's no place to live.
Yeah. In fact, it's funny you bring that. The second thing on my list was housing that we talked about. And even with our sort of landlocked situation here where we've got the river on one side and tall hills and so on and so forth, it's not like we got a bunch of flat fields out that people could buy up and develop into housing developments and so on and so forth. But we also talk about, is it a community? Because obviously not just right in the city, but the community of the townships around us and the importance of doing that. But I, one of the things I said was, if we have anybody who walks in who would either like to bring in single family housing, duplexes, and so on and so forth, or even apartments. Okay, what can we do for you? What can we do? We need more housing, and we need to continue. We obviously have people that come into this community to work for different things, and it's sometimes a sad situation that we don't have something available for them to live in. And again, that sort of comes at all levels. We need affordable and just different and so on, but obviously that also was discussed about what else we can re-up our efforts concerning and to be able to increase our housing situation here.
Talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning, in your report, you all obviously thanked the outgoing administrator for all of the work that he's done, Administrator Rasmussen. Also brought up, and I didn't know this, we have another sesquicentennial happening here in Duran.
Yeah, coming up on the 17th of August, we're invited. It's in the afternoon, the Old Courthouse Museum, of course, now the Pepin County Heritage Center, celebrating 150 years. They are having some programs and things there, and they wanted to make sure, and I made sure the council was invited and help promoting their event. Obviously, it's an important part in the middle of our community, the history of our community, and it sounds like a great opportunity to celebrate that 150 years in that building that sort of stands out. It's probably one of the buildings when people come into town they talk about because of the historic nature of it. You can just see that that it is. So, but again, wishing the Historical Society well, and again at their event coming up on the 17th of August.
I wonder if any flying DeLoreans will show up.
I don't know. We probably
just yeah. saying. You
well,
never know.
At the front of a courthouse like that with the thing. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So if we do, we'll pay attention to that.
They will need permits, though. I'm just saying. Meanwhile, with the pool, a little bit behind schedule, but well, with all the rain that we've been having.
Yeah, there's a couple things with the foundation that got a week behind because we weren't able to get some of the block layers in there and so on. As it was stated by Superintendent Gillis last night, you know, in the whole scope of things with everything. We're still moving along. The nice thing about it is, and I mentioned last night, we have a big window because, again, so we're going to get into July. I understand all of a sudden, but we're probably going to go a little farther in the fall. But again, it's nice to have that window.
Now, while that project's a little bit behind, 6th Avenue East is way ahead.
Yeah, because originally on that project being right next to the school, we was going to say if it went to the middle of August, but now it looks like they're getting down to basically down the last things for the last level of blacktop, finishing out the of course all of the landscaping and so on and so on. But as was reported by your city engineer, that things have moved along really well. As I mentioned at the meeting last night, of course I live on that street, and they have been really professional, and they've just came along and done a really good job on that. And again, so we're going to be ready, get that done. And of course, the school's going to finish their project in front of the school. They're going to have a nice parking lot and so on. So it's a nice combination, and it'll look really nice. And it'll be a lot safer going in and out of that parking lot, so people don't bottom out when they come out of the high school, in and out of the high school parking lot. We've gone from a 10% grade to a 4% grade on that. So those exits, especially coming out onto 6th, are much more safer.
Finally, before we let you go, because of all the rain, our friends, the mosquitoes have shown up. Yes, we are going to have the city crews out to take care of that.
Sure. And we always do about 3 or 4 sprays a summer. We usually go around the major events, which of course are Fun Fest and Blues, and of course the Music's in the Park and so on and so forth. But because, as you said, because of the rain, here we are. So we're looking at doing a spray next Monday or Tuesday with the Music in the Park on Wednesday. And we're also going to do the in the park. We have some stuff we do in the grass a few days in advance to help deal with them. That's and so on. Obviously, we'll sort of play by the weather. It looks like the weather's supposed to be pretty good overall. But again, we'll sort of see where that fits in. But we will probably be announcing and running a spray Monday or Tuesday prior to the Music in the Park, with Chris Cruzy being here next Wednesday.
That is Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron. You're listening to WRDN.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Lying here with you so close to me, it's hard to fight these feelings when it feels so hard to breathe. I'm caught up in this moment, I'm caught up in your smile.
I've never opened up to anyone, so hard to hold back when I'm holding you in rush this, let's just take it slow. Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight, just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up, no, I don't want to push too far. Just a shot in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby, just a kiss goodnight.
I know that if we give this a little time, it'll only bring us closer to the love we wanna find. It's never felt so real.
No, it's never felt so right. Touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up, I don't want to push too far. Just a shot in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby, I'm alright, but just a kiss goodnight.
Just might be the
shots are pretty good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. 'Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me.
Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get off from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's